And engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Sous-titrage Société Radio-Canada.
And opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Let's Talk Together in English is brought to you by Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, the Bahamas' largest and most experienced dedicated radiological center.
Jésus entend ça. Good evening on 96.9 FM, Virgin Radio. This is your host on the 360. You listen, let's talk together. Every Sunday, 6:30 to 8 p.m. with Lady T on the 360 and Smith. This is a pleasure for me to be here this evening once again. To talk to my people, for all of us who always listen to that show, call your families and friends, let them know that, hey, let's talk together, it's on. Bonsoir encore avec tout le monde. Nous disons, nous branchons dans le show panoua, dans Guardian Radio, sur 96.9 FM. Avec émission qui dit en nous parler ensemble. En nous parler ensemble, c'est émission qui vient joindre nous chaque dimanche à 6h30 pour 8h du soir. Qu'on y a la même ou même qui est en branché, partagez et faites famille aux amours qu'on est. Let's talk together. En nous parler ensemble. Show pas nous. Liko Mansi. This is the number one show on 96.9 Garden Radio where we spoke two to three languages. So, let's go. A nous déraper parce que nous connaissons, amis, émission ça, c'est émission qui pote pour nous des informations, surtout avec nous-mêmes haïtiens qui vivent par bois ici, Nassau, Bahamas. Et nous déjà connaissons qui s'allie déjà. This is the time now. This is the time now. Pour nous connaître qui laisse que nous pral voter. Don't forget, this is election time. Two more weeks to go. Are you ready? Let me know. No matter what. Get ready to go vote. Like we always said, your vote is really count. You have a choice. Are you going PLP? It's on you. Choose the best. Are you going FNM or COI? You have to make the choice, but you already know who to vote for. Vote what best for you, best for the Bahamas, best for all of us, best for your families. Nous qui t'en connaît déjà qui laisse pour nous voter et qui sait que qui a bon pour nous, ka bon pour famille nous, ka bon pour petite nous, ka bon pour pays ya côté nous à vivre là. Nous même haïtiens qui a coûté même les qui gagne dans nous qui pas capable voter, mais nous connaît gagne dans nous qui gagne petite qui fait ici qui gagne passeport bien, yo capable voter. N'importe janvier voit nous à compter parce que faut nous voter. C'est là que nous à vivre, c'est là que nous fait petite nous c'est bas mais y a droit pour y voter tout depuis qu'il y a un passeport, y a un carte vote dans mais c'est pour y aller voter, pour y voter pour ça qui a bon pour y pour pays a et de génération en génération élection pas un chouette. Nous connaissons l'élection. Dans le moment ça, c'est ça qui fait le pays a le plus chaud. Côté que yo arrêté plus monde. Immigration prend l'aria à monter descendre. Nous connaissons dans le moment élection, c'est toujours comme ça. Mais nous-mêmes, qui droit dans le pays a marcher avec document nous nan men nous just en cas si immigration ta arrivé camper nous poser nos questions pour nous capable montrer yo que nous légal nan pays a ouais par ouais élection a fait le 12 mai. The general election will be on May 12, 2026. As Bahamian, your vote will matter. Go vote. Al vote. Allez voter, ça ka bon pour wa. Mbaka du ki laisse pour voter. Souda même di ou passer bon côté en privé. Ma fon on ti signe. Mais ou même qui gen petit tout qui sous terre petit tout gen passeport bien maintenant mel lycée bien bien OK lycée organic bien doesn't matter to me is organic bien
not purple
all right so make sure petit tout al voter pour couleur ouais qui bon pour voter couleur ciel là et mes amis hey ya ya pas oublier Lady T qui est arrivé là. Good evening, Lady T. How are you? Welcome to Let's Talk Together, Lady T.
Good evening.
Who's my guest for tonight?
Good evening to all. It's a pleasure to be here with you all. To Guardian 96.9 FM with Fresh News Smart Talk all day. You are indeed tuned in to Let's Talk Together with Lady T and D360, Smith Joseph. Communauté haïtienne, bonsoir tout auditeur, auditrice qui fréquente sur Guardian 96.9 FM. Avec animatrice Lady T, nous avons un gros chef qui est frère Pam, tout le monde connaît, et Smith Joseph Anderson. Et nous là dans l'émission Paul, qui c'est l'émission à nous parler ensemble. Émission qui est là pour éduquer et informer la communauté haïtienne. C'est un plaisir de là, excusez-moi, c'est un plaisir de pour nous là, Kayo. Pour nous en dans le salon après-midi à moi toutes mes amis bien frais comment nous t'es passé semaine dans nous en forme Smith
yes Lady T semaine là bien passé tout bagaille
bon, ouais ah va, Smith
nous dit bon Dieu merci
ou pas ouais
on nous en forme
ou pas Anderson
ça fait longtemps que nous pas ouais
en tout cas
bon nous on couche ici non
and listen Smith all the glory goes to Melon
yes
Melon is what? Doing a great job with our husband looking like this at the radio
you. Let's clap for her.
Yes let's clap to my Melon she's doing an awesome job yeah all the glory goes to your wife because you know she puts everything together
thank you Smith
thank you
yeah you look very refreshing
let's see this is the time now. But you know, we have two more weeks to go.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Ready.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what.
Yeah.
May 12th come in. Ready or not?
Ready or not? Make sure
go to the poll.
Go to the poll.
You want to make a change? Go to the poll.
You got to have your voice heard now. You want your voice to be heard. You want to make a change. That's right. The only way to do so.
That's
by going to polls. Now, somebody said. yesterday, and they told me that, they asked me, how is things looking for the, when it comes to the Haitian, Bahamians of Haitian descent?
Right.
How is things looking in regards to which party that they're going to take? Which party they going to go with?
Mm-hmm.
That's a serious question.
But they know. And that's a good question, too.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
But I tell people, listen, Haitians cannot vote.
Okay.
Bahamians vote.
Thank you very much.
Haitians cannot vote.
Right.
Remember that. Bahamians vote. Persons of Haitian descent mm-hmm. with a Bahamian passport, they vote.
Thank you very much.
Who are qualified and eligible to vote. They're the people who vote, not Haitians. Okay, let's get that together. It's a lot of fraudery and, you know,
yes,
things happening.
Yes, a lot of fraudery things happening.
So I know
happening.
It kind of trigger people, playing with people's minds and saying it's the government. But I like, for me, when it comes to, I'm going to say myself, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. In my humble opinion, I don't feel like it have anything to do with the government.
No.
I feel like you hire somebody to do a job if they, you know, decide to do foolishness where you always going to have one or two bad apples.
Why?
You shouldn't blame the government for what they're doing. Because all the government was trying to do is give them a job to provide for their families. You know, so if they chose to try sell this country out, that's on them, which is wrong. Which is wrong. We don't support those kind of things. That is wrong. Anything illegal, any illegal activities, we do not support. Whether it's Haitian, Jamaican, Chinese, Bahamian, we do not support it at all. Okay, so if you're doing so, it needs to be stopped. Okay, it needs to be stopped. It needs to be stopped. And I don't see the hype of it. Why do you wanna? Why would somebody even wanna sell a voter's card? Sell a, you are Haitian. Be proud of who you are.
Exactly.
You know, why would you even wanna buy those things?
Be
proud of
what
you. Be proud of who you are. You come in the country, go to immigration, apply. Or come into the country the legal way. You know, you have to stay in Haiti, so you're going to get some. You're supposed to apply if you know somebody who's looking for a job and, you know, they want to give you a work permit, somebody with a business license that has mm-hmm. a job, and they want to give you a job.
Yeah.
And they apply for you the proper way, for you to come here the proper way and come here with your work permit. And pay your NIB and contribute to this country, because whether we like it or not, the government makes thousands of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
Hundreds of dollars from persons paying their NIB tuitions, as they should, because that is the law. You cannot be in the country and not able to pay anything or contribute to anything. That makes no sense. I have to pay my tax. I can't be here for free.
I tell you, well,
I have to pay, mm-hmm. you have to pay,
oh, yeah.
and you have to pay. Some of us have rent, some of us have property tax, we have to pay.
Don't even talk to medical
and medical insurance, life, so on and so, life insurance, those, so on and so forth. So in order for the any country
they don't leave
to
me with
grow,
nothing.
In order for any country to grow, you have to pay.
Yes.
That's how a country is operate. Mm-hmm. Simple as that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so mabdino ako. I gen pil nan nou ki a deside pou nou fè deseye de bagay, I pa fè sens. E si nou gen yon moun ki di ap vè nou vòrò, ska ap fòm, pa achete nan man yo.
S'il vous plè.
I pa bon.
S'il vous plè.
I pa valab.
Me fòm nan ka gen sens tou vè intelijan pou moun vè nou vòrò skat, pa ki fa sombre al gen la men. Dim, sou, pa jen mou vin vè nou vòrò skat, ou vin vè nou paspon, pa alman nou koman, koman sa e bon. Bam digel sou mwen pou nou ngap
pou mwen kapande. Oui, wè koman sa ye?
Pase, yon moun vin van mwen voters card, pou mpa kamando komon fè vin van mwen la, pou ki sa, pou ki rezon.
En tout cas,
koman van... Yeah, pou ki sa.
Yeah, because those voters cards, excuse me, that they have, they don't even have the stamp.
They don't have to stamp on them.
They don't have the stamp. That is why
the government
can see what they're doing, because they're not the original thing.
No.
So, of course, when you go try do anything with it, they're going to know. And especially when it comes to register to vote, you cannot register because it's not legal.
Like illegal, exactly.
That's why they try go to NIB to see if they could get an NIB card with it. You understand?
Yes, exactly.
And
that's what they
NIB automatically detect.
Detect, that's the food.
That's forgery.
Yes.
So, of course, it's not good. So you cannot vote with that. You're not registered to vote because it's not good. It's not valid. It's not something that do not have a stamp, the government stamp. You think it's going to be valid?
No.
It's not valid. How you go? And then for you to go, let's be real now.
The thing is that as a Haitian, why do we need a voter's card to go vote though?
Exactly. Why you even want to be in that? Huh? Why? Yeah.
Why so, do you need a voter's card to go vote though?
Yeah. Why you even want to be a part of that? I think the person was just making their money. They probably had a connection there, and it was just about money. I don't think they even was thinking about the consequences of everything, as you should. Because it's wrong.
Yeah, it's wrong. But I'm just saying that's
whoever's doing it,
that's a dumb move.
That's a dumb move.
That's a dumb move.
I think it's something because they're gonna the government go back. Have to try to deal with that.
But the government already investigated and they're looking into it. That is why they can detect persons now. When you go to NIB or you go to any government, well, they like to go to NIB, so we're gonna stick with NIB because that's the first thing they do. NIB and try obtain a NIB smart card.
Yes. Well, that's so the guy say, I soon get in power, you're going to deal with them. He know them people.
Yeah.
If he know them, why you don't deal with them now?
See, that's the question I was saying myself.
Why you have to tell you come
apart?
Take power.
You come apart. But he say he know. But not say that. Lincoln Ben. Let me just
Lincoln
say.
Brown?
Lincoln Ben. He know who's those daddies say when he get in the power, and he going for them.
Anyways, you okay. know what? The staff at NIB, they tell them they're doing an excellent job.
Yeah, they do excellent job. Yeah,
they're doing an awesome job at NIB because the minute you go, that means they're on point.
Yeah, they're on point now.
They're working down there.
Yeah, they're working down there.
So shout out to them.
Yeah,
continue to do an awesome job because if they wasn't with the government, half of what's going on, we wouldn't know. We wouldn't know. So it's obviously that they doing a good job.
That's
how I feel.
Everything should be connected.
Yeah, connected.
Yeah, it's the connection.
It's a number.
You catching these people.
You get your voter's card. I think your number on voter's card match with number from your passport.
Right.
Number from your passport match with number NIB. From national NIB.
Yeah.
So those three numbers, that's if they do not match, they can detect that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can't have a passport without insurance card. You cannot have a voter's card.
But you got the voter's card. So, what did you use to get the voter's card?
Exactly. Okay. You use a passport.
Because they're going to ask you. When you come with the voter's card, they're going to ask you. They normally is asking for to still they bring your birth certificate.
Yeah, passport.
Yeah. Yeah. Your passport. When you cannot bring those. What you think going to happen?
That's crazy. But
let's just stop it. Whoever's doing it,
That's a dumb move. You don't have a passport. You have a voter's card.
How?
And again, you cannot vote.
No.
You're not even registered to vote because it is not accurate. It's not real. Let's just say that. It's fake. It's a fake document.
It's fake.
So it don't have the stamp on it. So you can't even vote with it. Because, I was watching social media, listening. Sometimes I just observe and I don't say anything from different, people just talking. You know, it's election season.
So
everybody's talking. And some of these people, I'm like, are you even, listening to yourself? Because if they could detect that, right, from just trying to get an NIB card, do you think that's something that's already registered? What do you think? When the person go to try vote, it's gonna be the same thing because they're not their name or not on the list to register.
Yeah. Not the list because remember that when you
their name are not on the registration list.
They have three voters card. When you go inside to vote, when you bring the original one, you think only one. When they hold it, they say okay, Mr. Smith. They check on the thing and they hold in one to make sure it's you.
Yes.
You have your voter's card in your hand, and plus they have their on their hand, and then the department.
You can't lie.
Yeah, you can't lie. So how you can let someone give you some people, please?
Atuleka, Aïtien, s'il vous plaît, mes amis, stop it.
Yeah.
Pas prend aucun faux document, quelque chose à dire.
Quelque soit monité, quelque soit monité. Anybody that comes to
NIB, driver license. pas acheter, pas prendre.
No, and they want to do something backdoor for you. Let them know, get, no, you're not
try
interested.
Try to get your stuff the straight way. Forward, the proper way, the
yeah,
way it's supposed to be.
Go to immigration and apply.
All right? Because at the end of the day, you're going to pay for it.
Yeah, you go, and then the government now, with, okay. they listen, they're going to be strict with laws now.
Yeah,
I don't want
yeah,
you to know.
Yeah, they're strict with their laws
if,
right
if
now.
They're going to be strict. Even now, they are strict.
Oh, yeah.
Persons are saying a lot of things happening. Listen, government have a shutdown in immigration. When last you guys been to immigration?
I haven't been there for a little while.
Last week I went
for
there.
For the past 2 months.
It's well. A shutdown. You're not getting no work permit, no permit, nothing. It's
yeah,
a shutdown to immigration. Shut down. Even persons that are, you know, born here, eligible mm-hmm. to apply for mm-hmm. their citizenship. A lot of people applied and, you know, and they waiting. Nothing
so
came out
they
and they qualified.
Down, they shut down for...
Everything.
After the election?
Oh. We don't know.
No, but I know from since this thing started happening, about a few months now, there's
wow.
nothing happening at immigration. Like, no, nothing approved, nothing.
They're still working on the process.
They're doing
you know,
their
process.
Yeah, the investigation
process
to make sure
investigation.
They don't give things out.
Right.
And that's another thing. I thank right. you to the immigration officers. They're doing a good job. Right. The immigration department. The Department of Immigration. Because, listen.
It's a break time already. Oh, wow.
You are listening to Guardian 96.9 together. We will be right back after this break. Don't forget, we're sponsored by Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center all day, every day.
Have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Always on the go? Missed a show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Kenkeg Biwo Medical Kifwetet na by multiple service. Menu na Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center. Image, Sesa no fe. Member guy pour lot location nou yo. Image na Gouverneur ni na Kamakelo. Même si nous ta besoin yon radiographie, mammographie, échographie ou scanner pour femme grosse, nou gen yo. Yon équipe commissionnaire conseil radiologue. Certifié tout employé yo. Yo chak ak prop domen yo. Yo bay docteur ou résultat ou nan 24 temps. Relay 328-81-57 pour rendez-vous nan Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, location Kamakelod ou bien image nan Grosvenor Jodia.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Jesus.
Welcome back to Guardian 96.9 FM with Fresh News, Smart Talk all day. Indeed, you are listening to Let's Talk Together with Lady T and D360, Smith Joseph. Et bienvenue encore tout auditeur auditrice qui branché tout cas sous Guardian 96.9 FM avec émission à nous parler ensemble avec Andy, Smith et Lady T. C'est un plaisir pour nous là avec nous après-midi. Côté n'a parlé des bagages qui a fait dans la communauté haïtienne qui affecté la communauté et haïtien tout. Côté nous gagne un ban et fraudulent qui a fait et nous pas d'accord avec ça qui a fait là et nous voulons dire mon tout faire prudent. Les monde venir pour dire OK, il y a vendre nous bagages et pas tout bagages. Depuis mon n'importe ouais moi-même nous sommes un bail américain qui easy. Depuis son bail, ma jeune comme ça, nous toujours questionné. Depuis son, l'heure bon bagay à vinsou ou toujours travail dit pour joindre. Est-ce que vous comprenez ça, Mabdo?
Mm-hmm.
Pas grand rien qui bon cap just vini comme ça. Cap vini facile. Depuis où il vini facile, qu'on est la bon bagay demain, cap affecte au quand même. C'est pour nous prendre. Faire prudence, c'est pour nous prendre précaution des séries de bagages n'a fait des séries de décisions n'a fait parce qu'il a pas affecté nous. L'avenir a parlé nous mal. Comme communauté haïtienne a parlé nous mal. On a dit haïtien vient prendre pays à yo. Il a dit oh haïtien veut voter dans l'autre élection. L'avenir l'a fait gouvernement look bad because il a pensé c'est gouvernement ça qui voulait qui a bail mon vote scat pour y voter. Gouvernement dit tout pas connait ça qu'a fait là. Vote scat là, j'en produis cette a dit ou pas qu'a faire avec nous. Ou pas présenter les casse-côté non? Ou pas présenter les casse-côté non? Comme un ID, ou pas utiliser comme un ID non? Il just là parce que vraiment semble nous point là au mandé nous si nous un ID, nous ba mon lié. Nous ba police là lié pour pas parler avec nous. Semble vous ça nous fait? Mon yo apprendre mais ça nous donné. Ou haïtien c'est pire belle bagaille nous te caier dans le monde entier. Nous mettons un petit problème en nous la caille. Mais on fierté pour me dire son haïtien mieux. Ouais me saute la caille là, je dis à, me dit maman pas de vouloir manger légumes dit blanc ce soir. Quand ça fait pour moi, il cherche un petit feuille d'épinard.
Ça faut pas que j'ai maman là le dit. Ah.
Il cherche un petit feuille d'épinard pour moi. Le fini il gon petit calalou, il font petit sauce calalou, mettez sous lui, mettez petit piment et petit citron là-dedans, mettez là-dedans. L'aime garder me dit comme ça, me te veut un petit carotte avec betterave, nous connaît quoi toujours papa et pour mon poisson quoi me dit il met il pour un petit carotte betterave pour moi est-ce que nous on petit banane
comment la fois une force pour ça
aujourd'hui la fini pour un monde haïtien pour pas ta fierté de tête pour porter mon vieux mon a porter pour acheter vieux passeport pour acheter et voto scat l'acheter bagaille ça mettez tête nous dans problème n'a dépenser ou ca imaginer ou a dépenser $1,500 ça dépend de ça il charge pour un document qui fraudery qui fraudulent qui pas même bon you can imagine that right then when you spend that money on that document then you're gonna spend thousands of dollars to court plus go to jail
sure
that's yeah. Sure you that's like debt you can't run from that you're gonna be you're going to the court eh and you're going to be fine and you're going to jail that is sure I'm telling you that's sure nothing can get you out of that I don't care how much lawyers you get you're going to do your time you're going to spend your time in jail and what the government is trying to do is enforce it to get worse
yeah
so the person who's selling it to you they going to jail too listen now employees who are employed by the government and wants to do foolishness, the jail time will increase for you too.
Uh-huh.
And the person you're selling it to. Come on now, people. Let's be real. This is our country. We want to protect this country. That's what we should do. Even though I'm of Haitian descent, this is my country. This is all I know. I always tell people when I go to the United States and I spend 5 days, 6 days, and wherever I go and I don't spend my money finished, I'm ready to come back home. And I don't even care if I have more money. When you look, the minute I come, you know where I go. Guess where I go? When I come home. The first stop I make, I go right to Dirty's. And I get me a conch snack. If I don't do that, I go to Fish Fry, I get a conch salad.
Because you've been out for that long.
Yeah, and miss I that. Miss it. I know, right?
You miss
and so it is no place like home. And I don't care how people put it, right? Because you have the COI, right? The leader of Lincoln Brown or Lincoln Bean, whichever, right?
Bean, not Dean. Bean.
And it to me, it feels like he's trying to divide people.
Yeah, right.
And he's trying to bring hatred to people, stating hate. The Haitians don't like Raymond or Vivian. What the hell? You went to school with everybody. You are Saxons. How could you not? This is what you know.
You know that.
Best friend is behaving. We all is one. Hey, your godmother to this child, godmother to Roll child, Davis child, Brown child.
Godmother, different first police and everybody.
We all connected.
I set up a church for them now. I see them like big man and me.
And yes, we're not going to say it's okay for what's happening in the community. We are not doing it.
No.
That is why we have this show here to inform and educate the Haitian community on what to do. And they should not be doing the foolishness that they're doing. If anybody come to you, let them know, no. Period. Don't look for nobody. Don't do nothing. That's illegal. You come in this country, you are to come in this country the proper way. And if you are illegal in this country, you are to be deported. Simple as that.
Yeah. Do it the proper way. If you can't get it, go back home.
I'm contributing.
Yes.
Go back home.
Yeah.
So we are against it. I don't know where he's getting this kind of talk from. You know, it's election time again. And so all type of talks going out there. People talking nonsense things they don't even know.
I get people to go on the rally, you know. We need to do the rally. I'm going.
You going to COI rally?
COI rally.
When
the
rally? Tonight?
No, not tonight. Oh. I mean, maybe next week after PLP.
I know PLP is having a rally tomorrow
FNM
at the stadium. And FNM
Aaron
is having
Belly.
One at Aaron Belly,
Tuesday.
On Tuesday.
On Tuesday, yeah.
So, you know, listen, we don't condone and foolishness. Anything illegal, we don't take
but
part of.
I'm going every rally. That's, I'm going to them.
Yeah, man,
PLP.
Come on. Let's you cannot try to divide the people. We, you know.
Fabrice, c'est election time,
yes.
Liye la,
it's
nan deux semaines, mes amis.
Election.
Fok nou al vote. Man, gen tout koule, choisi sa ka bon pouvoir pour voter.
Liblé,
c'est koule, chèl la.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Vote. Ça a bon pouvoir. Et puis on a une nouvelle. Yo, les disent,
faut nous bailler une nouvelle.
Bagay illégal, faut papier, faut passeport, faut prendre carte d'identité, votre carte, mes amis, il va bon pour nous. Il n'y a pas arrêté nous, on a payé l'argent et quand même déporté nous. Nous avons aimé ça.
Yes.
Une dame qui est le Vanny Brutus, âge de 44 l'année, lui chargé pour payer une amende de $1,000 parce qu'elle était fait une faux déclaration. Elle était enregistrée pour le faire 4 électorales dans le bureau parlement. Vous savez pour qui ça? Parce que là, l'enregistre, vous faites 4 là, il y a une fausse adresse.
Wow!
Peut-être ça.
Peut-être ça.
Faux adresse.
On
cal registre.
Yeah.
Cal faux voter's card.
Yeah.
Cal registre, il y a une fausse adresse.
Mm-hmm.
Pendant ce temps, il y a les non-vignants, voter's card, moun sa agentan, voter's card en dedans, go adresse là-dedans.
Just by them checking the system.
Exactly.
They could tell.
Yeah, they could tell.
You arrête li, you charge li, on a fait $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
So you could imagine somebody that wants to do a fraudulent document?
Yes.
Come on.
Toujours dans notre bar, nous connaît leader coalition, Lincoln Bean Brown, a fait face là à un dossier dette li gain sous dol, yon somme de $85,000.
$85,000?
Yeah, $85,000.
Plus intérêt li gain pour payer avant date élection générale qui est pour fête 12 mai qu'a venu là.
Oui.
So
Michel Lincoln Bean?
Lincoln Bean owes the woman
$85,000.
Li gain pour payer l'argent ça
plus intérêt. And he has to pay her with interest.
Yeah,
he can pay it. He have like 1 point something.
Yeah.
I think that's probably why the woman asks for her money.
That one point something.
If I see somebody come declare 1 point million 1 million, 1.5 million, 1 million, and they owe me. You think I can beat your daughter next night, the same day? I don't know how you get all this money and I can't get paid. If that's true.
After the election, everybody get their money back, okay?
Oh, yeah, but
you to put your bank account. I'm just telling you. Thank you.
So you can imagine if you owe me now and you telling me you broke, right?
Yeah.
And then you declare 1.5 million or 1 million.
Of course, I coming back for my money.
I come in the house for my money the same night because how dare you talk about you broke and then you can't pay me, but then you declaring this.
They declaring that.
Generally speaking,
that on the court, then let the court deal with it.
Let the court decide, but this information comes from court.
The money has to be paid before May 12th and plus interest.
Oh Lord!
So we're talking about the interest. So if he wants to declare over 200,000, then
no, I'm gonna have to have somebody come on the show so I can understand this.
Now put
so
in if he declare
broke,
can he still run as the COI leader?
Yes.
After he paid his money.
Yes.
If he declare broke, I'm asking, could he still run?
Yeah, he can still run.
I don't even think y'all know. Y'all sure?
Yeah, he's a leader. He's still going to run. He nothing walked over someone.
I wonder if one of my listeners is listening to it.
Yes.
Because if he declare broke, how could he still be run
for? He have a million in the bank. 1 point something millions.
When you say you have a 1 point, what did I say he had? Is included the houses and everything.
Yes, everything.
The assets. Yeah, the assets. Sometimes
It's not the cash. That's what they tell you.
That one, they didn't give a shit. If it's assets, sell something and pay me.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Okay, I know. Let's go on.
Ministre Sécurité Nationale, la ruine, Mandrodi, si peuple là-bas, gouvernement PLP a une deuxième chance. Dans l'élection qui est pour venir là, tout le monde qui rejoint avec faux passeport, avec faux documents, quelconque, a bien pour bouler 10 mois prison ou bien payer plus que 50 000 dollars. Bon. Et comme ça, tout le monde est capable de subir l'autre échec.
On dit Wayne Monroe.
Yes.
The Minister of National Security.
Exactly.
Said if the PLP was to get a second term.
Yeah.
To continue progress.
Why?
Anybody that's found with a fraudulent document will be found $50,000 or spend 10
and pay more.
10 years or 10 months?
10 months in jail or
10 years? 10 years.
10 years.
10 years in jail. Can you imagine this?
Yes.
10 years.
So spend 10 years in jail, that's your life.
Oh, I don't think they're going to try that anymore. They're not going to do that no more.
And it could
even be worse. It could even be more. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I love
Let's
it.
Let's continue.
Dans la date 23 avril 2026, il y a 20 Haïtiens qui apparaissent dans le tribunal devant juge Clara Tanquest d'Ivo. Il y en a un parce qu'ils sont venus illégal et il y l'autre, c'est parce qu'ils ont fait trop de temps dans le pays. Ils ont tous accepté qu'ils ont tort.
OK. 20 Haitians
were
attempted to court.
Went to court, and they got charged
for illegal landing, illegal entry, and overstaying.
And well, that's good.
That's good. All them plead guilty. That means they plead guilty
as they should.
They can pay charge.
Yes, and they paid the court. Okay.
Now that kid the 21 avril là, 18 Haïtiens te paraît devant juge. Ancela Evans, dans date 22 avril, 13 Haïtiens, un Colombien, un Jamaïcain te paraît devant juge Algernon Allen Jr. Département immigration déporté 55 Haïtiens nationaux, deux Jamaïcains et un Pérou.
OK.
Ça c'est nouvelle pour Bahamas.
Ça nouvelle pour Bahamas, 50 monde qui compatriotes haïtiens qui déporté dans jour passé aller dans pays d'Haïti.
50 persons were deported to Haiti.
Two Jamaican and one Colombian, charged before Judge Allen. Yeah.
Okay, well that's good.
Yeah.
Thank you, Andy. I'm gonna definitely call Jose Etienne. Or you still continue?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Now we're going to Haiti avec l'autre nouvelle internationale.
Go ahead.
Vendredi 24 avril là, Conseil électoral provisoire te fait connaître il était transmis par exécutif là un projet décret électoral qui en harmonie à disposition pacte national là pour stabiliser organisation élection yo après travail pour reformuler le décret 1er décembre 2025 là. En plus, après premier ministre là t'es rejeté budget électoral 250 millions de dollars. Conseil là t'es metté sous pied une commission qui composée de exécutif K et PA, représentant programme Nations Unies pour développement PNUD, Bureau national pour service projet UNOPS et Bureau intégration nationale unie en Haïti pour faire une révélation budget opération électorale. KEPA a travaillé tout sur un calendrier électoral révisé qui doit être publié très bientôt. Vendredi 24 avril 2026, là, deux mouns parmi eux, un chauffeur et un passager ont mouru dans Bercy, dans la commune Akaye, pendant une attaque par moun armée économique contre un biministre. Action ça te à cause panique dans mitan moun kap utilise route sa. Sant Akaye demande visa pour Brésil que organisation internationale pour migration en Haïti géré yo informé qui concerne yo que rendez-vous pour réunification famille yo fait mekounye ya capacité maximum demande qui te prévoit pour période ça arriver. Nous rappelons que n'importe demande qui pas conformé à exigence yo pas capable traiter. Kenya pral quitter théâtre opération en Haïti ya, théâtre opération en Haïti ya nan fin mois d'avril 2026 là d'après ambassadeur Kenya dans Nations Unies Erastus Lokale. Selon perspective croissance économie régionale Fonds monétaire international là pour mois avril 2026 là perspective économie Haïti a été négatif à 1.7%. Yo prévoit confirmer ou soit réviser prévision ça nan fin année fiscale Haïti a en octobre pour 2027. FMI a prévoit yon retour nan yon croyance positif nan produit intérieur brut qui rivé nan 0.5%. D'après un nouveau rapport Nations Unies nan date 8 avril 2026, te gen yon affaire de 7651 prisonniers nan prison haïtien yo. Parmi yo, te gen 436 femmes ak 261 mineurs. Parmi yo, 82.93% pa jam jugé ou soit condamné et puis yo toujours là nan détention. Gen congé en Haïti. Après premier ministre là, te rejeté carrément budget électoral 250 millions de dollars. Conseil électoral là annoncé une révélation montant ça. Pour ça, conseil électoral pour voir déclarer li pral mette yon pied, li pral mette sous pied une commission spéciale qui composée de officiels dans institution électorale là, représentant PNUD, UNOPS ak PINUH. Déclaration premier ministre là sous budget électoral KEPA un gros impact sous moun yo. Opération anti-gang yo te vin pi intensifié en Haïti en décembre 2025 ak février 2026. D'après dernier rapport secrétaire général Nations Unies, la police nationale haïtienne PNH avec support force an Haïti yo ak force anti-gang yo te mené opération dans plusieurs faux gang dans zone métropolitaine Port-au-Prince là ak alentour. Toujours service secret américain a été annoncé. Samedi, Donald Trump et Melanie Trump en sécurité après avoir été fin évacué président et première dame nan dans dîner correspondant Maison Blanche là côté ont tendé coup de balle. Président et première dame nan en sécurité même gens à tout monde qui en bas protection. Service qui responsable pour protéger gros figure politique américain yo te déclaré dans un communiqué pendant ajouter que yo te arrêté yon moun. C'est comme ça nous te gain toute nouvelle ça pour nous les diti qui sta cap pour nouvelle Smith cap ramasser nouvelle dans let's talk together on nous parler ensemble.
OK. Smith Andy font bon travail.
Oui, bon travail.
Bon travail dans nouvelle là, donc merci Andy. À coup semble la news report à tout chez
là. Oui, c'est comme ça, c'est ça que nous besoin. faut toujours brancher
faut toujours brancher émission
let's talk together
sous pas brancher
on perdi
toute bonne information ça yo nouvelle ou pas connecté
qui là zo boss là qui en bas live là
OK
c'est ça nous saluons
OK
toute bonne nouvelle nous pas penser yo là
oui oui c'est ça parce que vous connaissez fort ou pas qu'à vivre nos pays pour pas connaître ça qui passe là
dedans
you have to know what's going on
that's why we here to inform and educate the Haitian community
every morning buy the newspaper to know
but they don't buy it that's why we have the show
they
don't buy it
yes yes
they're not going to buy it
you have Guardian newspaper you have Tribune and
it's only a few of us that really read the newspaper
and every morning we have a coffee meeting by I ain't call the place because they don't pay for
oh,
that.
Oh, I come in.
No, don't
I
call
know.
The place.
Yeah. I know, you got to be in the place.
Yes, yes. That's where the politics is here. So that's second parliamentarian, man. Yeah.
You just go listen and catch gaps eating, like but the people say.
And you have done place down there now?
Election.
In the morning?
Election arrives, you know, it's election time.
Yeah.
Let us know. You know?
Yeah.
It's election time.
Comment ça y est? Qui? Non, bon. Même qui a écouté l'émission. Sous tape vote aujourd'hui, qui a sous tape vote?
For those who are listening, yeah, if you were to vote
yes.
today.
Yes. Is the election was today?
Choice? Yeah, who would be your choice?
PLP?
Yeah, that's a question.
FNM or COI?
That's a question. Yeah, listen, do not forget, we are sponsored by Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center. Three great locations to serve you. One in Collins Avenue. The other one in Carmichael and also in Centerville. Okay, don't forget, go get your pap smear, get your mammogram, get your CT scan. Don't forget, go to Fort Terrace. And ladies, go check your breasts, okay? Get your breasts, check your breasts, check your breasts, check it. Allez na Fort Terrace, you get 3 locations pour servir communauté, toute communauté. À large, you get une qui na Carmichael là. You get une qui na Centerville la ak yo gen yon ki la na Princess Margaret la. Okay, imaging at Grosvenor. So I check you, I really for Terrace jodi a fè appointment. Le fini yo tellement vite. Notre jour m'tay la, I went to Fort Terrace the other day though. Listen, the way that they received their customers, the service was beautiful.
Awesome.
Amazing. I had such a beautiful service whilst you wait, you get your water there to drink, and then, you know, the employees are asking you, are you okay? And they're giving you update on the waiting. It's just beautiful. And the waiting area,
it's nice and clean
and friendly.
Yeah.
So I love
thank you
shout
for,
out,
thank
shout
you
out to the staff of Fort Terrace.
Center.
Yes, they're
yes.
doing an awesome
big up, big
job.
Up, big up.
Yeah, big up to them.
Yes, see election et pas oublier
election
now. That's it now.
Yeah, who would be your choice?
And call us and let us know why. Why? If you want to choose, you say you want to vote.
Andy, you starting something big at the radio station.
Yeah, you start being something big. Yeah.
Can you handle the pressure? Anna? Can you handle it?
Yes.
To know.
You know? You can also text us too at 422-4796.
Yes, text us our text line.
Are you ready?
422-4796.
Are you
our
ready to give a PLP a second?
Our phone line
is open.
323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4259. Join the conversation. If election was to happen today, who would be your choice? Would you go with?
Are you ready to give a PLP a second chance? Or are you ready to give FNM a chance? COI a chance. Three questions.
Lincoln Bean.
Yes.
Now, everybody have a problem now with my name.
Yes.
It's Lincoln Bean.
Lincoln Bean B. Brown. So.
I don't know where to get Brown.
Yeah, but that's what the lady said. She
yes.
said,
if, the man, if you become a Brown Minister, everybody will call him
Brown,
Mr. Brown.
It's Bean.
Yeah, Mr. Bean. Yeah, so.
You know, sometimes you have to have a little joke, you know, yeah, the sense of humor. So. It's important when
you know,
do the show.
We have to encourage the people who write to be vote. Please, don't stay home May 12th. You can make a decision. You can make change. Your voter's card is powerful weapons you have because one vote count.
Mm-hmm.
Don't stay home May 12th. Go vote. You want to change? You go make a change.
Abel, I ready.
You want better Bahamas? May 12th, you make a better Bahamas.
I have because six. And I already know.
Oh, you have six? You already know where they're going?
Yes.
Lady D, you on the radio.
Someone is texting, say, hi, friend.
Yeah.
I'm going with the FNM.
He's going with FNM, right? Okay.
Somebody text?
Yeah, somebody text to say. Yeah, okay.
The text line is 422 479. Someone's on the line.
Someone on the line, ladies. Someone's on the line. Someone on the line.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to Let's Talk Together. Hello, good evening. Welcome to Let's Talk Together. Hello? Okay, we cannot hear anything from this caller at all. Hello?
Yeah, the
probably have to turn your volume, your radio volume down in order for us to hear you, but we can't.
Yeah, let's read the text.
Yeah, let's see. We're going to drop that and then let's read the text. The person said, hi, friend.
Yeah.
Hi, friends. I'm going with the FNM. I don't like what's going on in our country. Yes. Let's give the FNM and the leader a chance.
Okay, that's see, that's opinion. Okay. So
that's a text.
That's a text. So all right, that's my FNM get one line, vote.
Yeah, continue to remind me. Text or call.
Lake Darren Miller. FNM one vote.
We have a caller on the line. Hello, good evening. Welcome to Let's Talk Together. I don't know what's going on with my line, producer.
Can you check the line first?
My producer, Wally.
Can you check the line, please?
Wally.
Let's talk together. How are you there?
Somebody's calling, but I'm not getting them on the line.
Must see the phone have a problem.
Okay.
Yeah,
so they
try the next call, try the next number.
The call. Yeah. But you know, some people don't like to send text because their messages be so long.
Just tell them to send a short message, you know. PLP or FNM, that's all it is.
Does it matter? They could say who they want to vote or the reason why. You don't have a problem with that.
Okay. But we have one. FNM have one vote.
Yes. Yeah. The number like Darrell Miller.
62 32 325 43 16 325 42 59. Listen, I don't know about you guys, but I already started to miss Darren Miller.
Oh, yeah. Darrell Miller.
I've been missing my wife.
Yes, man.
What?
Oh, my God. Rodney Monk. Darrell Miller? At this election, won't even be good without them.
Rodney Monk, I will say something. I'll vote PLP. You know why? Because I like the... I say like crap, but he says something else. But I live in London, you know. He's a very junky man, so listen, you know you like crap.
He was very
you
interesting.
Do this, you know. Yeah, you're interesting.
Gentlemen. My God, I missed you.
Yes, my Bayman people, I know you're listening.
I miss those too. So I don't know. I don't
Darrell
know.
Miller would say,
call or text. The line is 422-479.
I don't know if anybody's gonna be. Able to do what they used to do. I don't know.
Especially when they count the votes.
Darrell Miller say, oh, we in trouble.
Yeah. Elutra coming. Look at the guys. FNM 32 votes.
It's just the way that.
COI zero. You know what I'm saying? So, I know we have someone.
Call like try the next. Next
you
number.
You can try again. The number is 323-6232. Mm-hmm. If you try the number you didn't get through, you can try another number. 325-4316, 325-4259. Okay, this is all only for Bahamians.
Yes.
Bahamians of Haitian descent. Because Haitians cannot vote, so I don't expect them to call.
Organic Bahamian and purple Bahamian. Let's say it like that. Yes, so that's what I understand.
Call or text if you're in Family Island. It's
242-305-7220,
right?
Correct, yes.
And nobody in Creole too, mes amis. You know, please parle Creole.
No.
You know, tandis ça?
Hello, good evening. Welcome to Let's Talk Together.
Hello.
Hi, good evening. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm great.
Ma, evita sa ka fet chéri.
Mwen la, bagli male ou men.
Non la, chéri.
She could vote.
Yeah, she could vote.
Yeah, she could vote.
Yeah, she could vote. I know she could vote. Let's go.
Yeah.
Where you going?
Mwen yon question. Mwen yon question, please.
Okay. Go ahead.
Question gen... Moi, je connais que les Haïtiens n'ont pas voté. Mais si un Haïtien rentre dans l'Asso, il a un passeport bien. Il vient dans l'Asso depuis l'air, donc il donne comme.
Once you qualify, you've been in the country for over 40 something years.
So yeah.
That means you were to pass your 10 or 15 work permits to eligible to get your permanent residency.
Yeah, permanent residency.
And I think after another 10 years, you could apply for your citizenship. You'll be eligible to apply for your citizenship,
right.
And then you get your Bahamian passport. So you can participate.
Bring your purple card, May 12th. That's okay. It.
You register?
Non, c'est parce que non les Bahamiens ont parlé des Haïtiens d'accord.
Non, c'est pas celle.
Ils
ont dit Haïtien, mais vraiment vrai. Depuis son monde qui gagne un passeport Bahamien, qui était gagné normal, on gens était correct. J'ai été appliqué.
Mais c'est, même là, depuis que vous naturalisez,
you naturalize. That shouldn't be a problem. Once you naturalize, you got it the proper way.
Yeah.
Et puis, je félicite les journalistes là, tout.
Merci.
Les journalistes là, qui font bon travail.
D'accord.
Merci.
Merci, chérie, de toi. Nous aimons.
Ok, chérie, parce que les journalistes là, a informé dans tout petit coin. Haïti côté Makone, oui.
Ah, you know, Andy 360 don't play.
Félicitations, my brother.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oui, merci. Avant, alors, vous continuez. Non, est-ce que si l'élection est jeudi, à qui nous avons voté? Ça a besoin.
Oh, c'est ça, t'as besoin?
Oui.
Just dit que tu as voté.
Let me see. I have five fingers.
Uh-huh.
I'm three fingers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You leave three fingers with the five fingers.
she going to three fingers.
You know she going to three. I don't understand what that means. Three fingers. I don't. You're not going to answer me. I take that from you. I don't know what that means. Three fingers.
You know?
No, I don't know. I don't understand what that means. Back on Saturday, three fingers. Three what have lady?
Once you naturalize.
No.
Okay.
Dim no.
Who gonna be on my finger?
Deuxième nom. Troisième nom. Okay.
Oh, I got you.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's FNM.
That's FNM too.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah,
thank
FNM
you so
get
much
two
for
vote.
Like
Darrell Miller.
We have to talk about
two
and
vote.
It's important.
It's very important.
This election.
Now they count the fingers now, you know.
Yeah,
you get three fingers.
Yeah,
three fingers is what they're saying. But let's go for the line. Mes amis, si l'élection est à part demain, si Dieu veut. Pour vous-même.
Vous qualifiez.
Vous qualifiez pour voter ou sont haïtiens qui. Légal dans le pays,
qui
naturalisé, j'en ai dit là.
So, même qui était
50 ans.
Qui
gagne 20, 40 ans, 30 ans.
Yeah, so, you know, once you do it the right way.
I had to
tell one of my friends the other day, right? Mm-hmm. I think she saw, she saw the newspaper where persons who apply for their citizenship, you know,
yes,
they have to advertise it.
Yeah, advertise it in the news, Tribune.
People, listen to me. It doesn't mean because you
apply,
advertise yes, in the Tribune means you eligible for the citizenship.
No, yes.
It's still a long process.
It's a long process.
Do you know how much people that they denied?
Plenty.
A lot
this
of people was denied.
That's why they put it in the newspaper.
Yeah,
exactly.
To advertise it.
Yeah, exactly.
That don't mean that they're going to give
yeah
it to the people who they have in the... In the newspaper, they just persons who applied.
It's not for fun. They want to put in
they start. That's only the beginning of the process, you know.
Yeah.
That's not the entire thing to say. Oh, you're gonna get citizenship because it. Oh, so much people in the newspaper. All these people gonna get citizenship. No. If you're not qualified, you're not gonna get it. And I had about 3-4 persons who I know in that newspaper, and some documents because they. Bahamians are Haitian. Well, they still Haitian because they haven't renounced their, you know.
But you have a right to. If you know
but they
something,
have, they 18,
say something. Make sure you have a proof.
Yeah, 18 going on 19, and they applied. But, you know, when you go to immigration and you're trying to get naturalized, it's not easy because sometimes if don't let them lost the document that you brought in. You have to redo your other documents. So it's still some other documents they was trying to get that immigration asked for. And, you know, and I spoke to them. They said, no, we're not, nothing is happening yet because it's some other documents that we still have to take. We have to get the original copies certified and so on and so forth. So it doesn't mean because you are in the newspaper means, hey, you qualified automatically. These people are going to get citizenship. No, it don't go like that. It's a long process. Hey, lemuna na newspaper yab just mete la paske pou yo fokone, pou yo kone. Akto pou publik la di, eske yo kone moun sa, yo kone bagay de moun sa. Mkwe gen de moun ki te soti nan island, Berry Island, de moun ki te nan Berry Island ki te aplike pou citizenship. Moun Berry Island yo le immigration di yo pa jan mwen moun sa yo.
Automatic. Okay. Yeah.
Automatic moun sa yo pa mèm la dan anko.
Yeah.
Debi yo di yo pa konon. So panse?
Yeah. Di na yo.
Ou pa la dan anko. La fin na fe moun yo konen s'il vous plaît. Sak pi important. Si nou gon moun kap vini la avec visa. Se visite vin visite. Apre sa la ek fe out li. Sa se yon. Si te jes ou jes vle pou kon wèm gon kouzina m da mè pou y vin visite, y pa prete.
Ok.
La jes vin visite m pou y wè koman miye. Ou kopan pou y te kon rete la deja y pa tremen, y la le baka Haiti.
Ok.
So sa son moun ki pa mèm vle pou y rete anko.
Yeah.
Y gen ti business li Haiti la pmene. Sa son magay diferan. Mè pou yon moun ki ta remè pou y rete na peya, pa investi na visa. Map di nou anko, sou gen moun ou Haiti, pa investi na visa pou li. Pi bon magay pou fè, sou gon moun ou konen ki gon business, y bezwen travaye. Est-ce que comprenez? Ou ka explique e famiyam, gon frèm, gon kouzèm, nevèm, sèm, ki kon travay bien. Men la Haiti konen Haiti son kote ki red, e peyi a di, nou pa gen travay, pa gen yen ki valab. Est-ce que moun sa ou ap enterese pou siyen pou moun sa pou y vini ici, pou y travay, pou ou? Parce que depuis aussi un pour monde c'est eux-mêmes qui responsable.
Yeah, vous qui responsable.
Yes. Vous même qui responsable, ça veut dire si gon bagaille c'est pour bay côté pour rester et si gon bagaille yore là automatiquement, c'est eux-mêmes qui responsable. So si moun nan di oui, ou a commencé, ou moun a commencé process là pour moun nan, la pas appliquer pour papier là, les papiers ça sorti, ça moun nan vini avec papier là. Why pour quitter moun nan vini ici? Dépenser 2000, m'pa konnen combien pour visa yo. Est-ce que vous comprenez? Mais pour mon appliquer pour venir pour visa font bonne bagaille les venir pour visa ici visa valable pour 90 jours c'est 3 mois pas vrai après 90 jours ça visa pas bon encore les fini gon bagaille
là ici même les visa passe. Même les visa valable pour 90 jours
et passe là tout
mais son, voilà gagne parce que bon
qui va là pour
dans pays en cas que c'est 3 semaines
bon c'est bon du bon fait
après 3 semaines non faut aller pour aller des extension
yes
OK et si on va pour extension on obligé retourner back
so ou ka imagine pour gon moun m'pa konnen si te paye pour visa m'pa konnen ça ka fait but sou gon connexion moun nan charge 2500 pour visa lò vin ak visa ça pour moun nou après tant ça moun nan inégal moun nan la inégal konnya la ou ka you know, si yo kembe moun sa
yeah,
moun sa devan court
ou gon lot $1,500 vous pare le
lè la nan court combien ap charge pour visa
1500
Ça dépend.
Ça dépend de juge la cagado comme ça il donne
2000 ça dépend de combien comment juge la senti ou connait des moun ça qui pas senti pas un bon moment
ça dépend
depuis au bar
combien fois OK overstay
ou ca fait 3 mois ou charge combien comme ça dépend de cagado le cadre non mais ça mais sous qui t'es font mauvais rêve
OK
dis ça t'es mal dormi
il mal dormi
ouais
pas de problème avec Maria et madame Ayou
mes amis
il met tout rage là sous
net I call
on y a si bail là t'es 1500 doit 2500 il paye 2500 il lague sous comme ça il paye on pas gain choix on y a là sous t'es gon moun Miami c'est tout moun qu'on y a là a garder pour voir comment ca aider moun ça paye pour 2500 1500 puis pas foxil
pratiquement l'éditi Nous pas dit on moun pa pran visa pou yon fami ou yon
sans moun.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Ou ka pran visa pou moun nan men moun sa vin visite.
Visite, c'est pas moun ki
fait 15 jours ou bien mm-hmm. mois au Bali après ça femme monde ça l'objet retourner back côté yes. sorti parce que depuis que li rete temps passé la illégal immigration a meté mais sous li pral gen l'argent pour payer au lieu pour aller dans tout bagage ça et qu'on a l'impression ha bagala pral vinn du là
la pas vinn pipi
pas même gens encore
qui pas de gouvernement qui prend bagage à pipi
j'ai l'impression que même monde ça qui d'accord et visa qui moi pour mon même on va le grand bill on va le charger tout
yes bah il y a pas vinn pipi. Okay, guys, you're still listening to Let's Talk Together on only on Guardian 96.9 FM. We will be right back after this break. Don't forget, we're sponsored by Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center only.
Okay.
Themselves on offering multiple services. At Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center, imaging is what we do. Same goes for imaging at Grosvenor. Whether you need an x-ray, mammogram, CAT scan, or ultrasound, we have a team of board-certified radiologists on staff, on site, each with their own area of expertise. Results are submitted to your doctor within 24 hours. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or imaging at Grosvenor today.
Foreign commercial banks have been closing across our islands. For thousands of Bahamians, our country's post office savings banks are a lifeline, providing safe and secure banking. But Michael Pindart says,
we will abolish the bank through the post office system.
That's a risk Bahamians can't afford. That's why the Prime Minister is making post office savings banks stronger to protect Bahamian families and small businesses who rely on them. Paid for by the PLP.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bala Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bala hair, you say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there cause the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police won't find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and we'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried it the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Ken kek biwo medical kifwete tet yo nambay multiply service men nou na Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center imaj se sa nou fe. Mem bagay pou lot lokasyon nou yo imaj na Grosvenor ni na Kamakelo. Mem si nou ta bezwen yon radiografi, mamografi, ekografi or eskaner pou fam gwas nou gen yo. Yon ekip komisyoner konsey do log sertifye tout employe yo. Chak ak prop domen yo. Yo bay docteur ou rezultat ou nan 24 tan. Rele 328-81-57 pou rendez-vous nan Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, location Kamakelod ou bien image nan Grosvenor Jodia.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
It's a big fight.
It's a big fight. That's what the song is saying, indeed. Yeah. Welcome back to Guardian 96.9 FM with Fresh News, Smart Talk, all day. Indeed, I'm your host, Lady T. Alongside me, Andy 360, Smith Joseph. It's a pleasure to be here with you guys on this great Sunday evening. When we have election just 2 weeks away on this Sunday, April 26th. Don't forget, the PLP is having a rally tomorrow at the stadium, and the FNM is having one at RMB Park on Tuesday.
April 28th.
Where you want to go?
And Marathon Mall could be red, be in fire Tuesday.
Yeah?
Yeah. And then stadium could be in yellow, right? That's what it is, right? The sun would be there.
Yeah.
Tell people, don't stay home.
Go and eat the people's food. Yeah. Get the drink. You're not voting for them.
Yeah. That's the next thing.
Uh-huh. You need to stop it.
Yeah. That's the song.
I know some of you are going to sit down, eat the food,
eat all my drink, food.
Drink up all the rum.
Yes, and drink all the rum and then go.
Drink up all the rum. Yeah, that's the song. Drink up all the food. Yeah, yeah.
10 billion people.
You might play that song for us. I love that song, man. Yeah, that's a
thing. Hey, wherever you go, drink all that food and eat all that rum, make sure you vote for them.
Yeah.
Just how you turn there.
That's how it should be.
Turn it. Turn it the same way on May 12th. Yeah. That's it. Show up for them, okay? Wherever you go. I don't know where you're going to go to eat up the food and drink up the rum, but wherever you go in large numbers, make sure you turn it up.
Do the right thing.
Do the same thing on the 12th of May. All right? Let's not.
But I know.
Let's not depart.
If you eat my food, you don't vote for me, you're going to have a problem. You're telling me.
But it's a good thing you're not voting. I mean, you're not running, right?
Exactly. He's not running, so.
You're not running. It's a good thing you're not running. We gonna look at who's running in Golden Isles. We get Golden Isles, which is Darren Pickstock.
And Brian Brown.
In Golden Isles.
Why are you talking about Golden Isles? You remember the by-election?
Yeah, by-election. Why.
Yeah. Do you think what's his name?
Darren Pickstock.
Darren Pickstock. Do you think
he gonna win that back?
Win that back?
Huh, that's a hard question, bro.
Huh?
That's a hard question.
Well, he's been doing an awesome job down there.
He's doing an awesome job down there. Okay.
So I would hope it don't change.
The people don't change.
Yeah.
But again, you know, we cannot get into people's minds to know what they're thinking now. That's the most important thing because social media is corrupting a lot of people.
And
forcing them to, you know, to depart from the truth.
Yes. Yeah.
Know what's going on.
Especially in those people on Facebook or men,
the social media itself, the campaign ads, and everybody's just playing nasty. Yeah. So the best thing to do
is play with your mind.
stay out their way and let them do what they have to do. It's the silly season.
Yeah,
it's the silly season. It only comes every five years, so it's the silly season. We're gonna let everybody continue to do, you know. It's the excitement.
We don't have about 2 by-election this year, right? 2 or 3?
No, it's 2.
Remember one was in the Freeport. You have by-election in Freeport too.
And Golden Isles.
I think it's 2. Yeah.
Well, so, I just hope.
And PLP went all the 2.
Yeah.
So now. We don't know.
He's not the same now.
No, that's the real thing now.
It's a real thing.
That's why we have to continue to tell the people go and vote.
Exactly. Don't stay home.
Go vote. And no matter how you feel, you have to vote.
I tell people, this is my Bahama land. I have to protect Bahamas. That's where I live. I don't want nothing wrong to be happening.
Because this is your kids growing up.
This is where I pay all my taxes. I pay all my bill. Mm-hmm. And I want Bahamas to be a better place for people to come enjoy the live vacation with their family. Please, vote with your best interest. Vote for someone you know next 25 years where we can put the Bahamas.
And we're going to let people know, do not get in your feelings.
Don't
get caught up with what's being said. Look
within yourself.
Yeah, judge.
What you can leave for your children tomorrow.
Judge within yourself.
Exactly.
Read and get your own information. Don't go by what people are saying. You know, we could probably say that because, you know, a lot of our people might not know what's going on. So that's why we're here to... Right. Educate and inform them.
Yes.
So that's a different thing where we could tell them, hey, this is what's going on, that's what's going on. But for other persons who can read and you can go and then you can go and online and search up about the government and what they do and what they did, the past ones. And then you see what you want for this country for the next five, ten years.
Where do
you
exactly.
Where would you like the country to be?
Exactly. That's the question I asked on the next radio station I went to. I say, will you look at Bahamas for the next 20 years?
Yeah, where would you like,
where would you like to be? Exactly.
Are you going to continue to choose progress? What do you want?
We need the school, we need manufacturing, we need, right now with June coming up, we've had like almost 1,500 children come out to school.
Yes.
Where are we going to put them?
Has this government been creating jobs?
Exactly, we got to create jobs for those. So that's what we got to talk about. You understand?
On their record, the records.
Them candidates, them with going by you, ask them hard question. What's your future plan for the next 10, 15, for the Bahamas 10, 15 years? That's the question you'll just ask them. I know they have a journalist here, but Guardian.
They have an answer for every question. They have an answer for every question.
Oh, yeah, you exactly.
I'm telling you.
Yes.
Yes, they have an answer for every question. It's political.
This is political.
Political, check out. Yeah, so.
It's political seasoning.
So
this is the silly season.
Yeah,
we don't
silly
know what season. To want it.
And this election, that's going to be a warfare election here. It ain't going to be...
No, this going to be. This going to definitely be a tight one.
Yeah, did you go on? Take them tomorrow by... They have election tomorrow by... For the... because when I pass off...
For his
the advance poll?
Advance poll? Yeah, advance poll, yes.
It's for tomorrow?
Yeah. I think for tomorrow. I don't know.
When I pass by... I saw the setup of... So many tents there are, the PLP tent, FNM tent, I don't know.
I wasn't too sure if there's tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, bowl, I believe.
Yeah.
I'm going to double check.
I'm going to say that the election of Messi is going to be for senior citizens or police, I don't know.
Yeah, you know, I think the week before election, all police officers and the custom officers, all the government workers, I guess, the government officials, I think they give vote first. And then the people who go to work on the poll there.
I think the advance poll is on April 30th.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's on April 30th. Persons who are traveling, who's not going to be here. So if you want to participate, you can do so. I think it happens. It's for government workers as well.
Government workers, yeah.
Yeah, so if you may have a problem.
People then will be waking on that, the voting system.
Yes. But I always feel like, I don't know. But from my humble opinion, I feel as if, you know, people said 5 years is a lot of time. I don't think it is.
No.
I don't think 5 years is a lot of time, because when you meet an investor, right, and you want to seal a deal, sometimes that don't happen until maybe 2-3 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's one. Second of all, right. Well, that's one of my issues. Second of all, when you start something, right?
Mm-hmm.
For example, if I'm the government now, right? And I sign to do this such company,
mm-hmm.
the other government that's going to come in, they're not going to continue with that. Because they, even though it mm-hmm. might be something that's good for the country, mm-hmm. they're not going to continue with it, because they're going to feel like, well, you know, you're gonna get the praise. You put that into effect.
Mm-hmm. I think they should be continuing.
So they probably gonna start something different.
Something different.
Because they wanna get the praise. I mean, that's just what I feel. So at the end of the day, you know, it's everybody's choice. Everybody has a choice. Your vote is your choice. That's your voice. Your vote is your voice. So say la voye, so s'il vous plaît voter. La fini tout, on l'a bagay map di, moun ki na Facebook yo, kon wè Haitien Haitian BMU.
Mm-hmm.
S'il vous plaît, there are certain posts you guys are posting on Facebook. Stop that, okay?
Yeah.
Not everybody is talking the same language you guys are talking. Those things, they are not good. They negative. These negative comments and post you guys posting, stop it. Please, I'm begging you, stop it. This is not the time to do so. Because when you post something, they're going to think everybody is thinking the same way. And everybody against. No. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. It's like you guys wake up and don't know what to do and you go on Facebook and put any foolishness. Like, literally, come on. I know it's silly season. I know you might want to be looking for, you might want looking for
attention.
They
want views and stuff like
they want to be looking for attention. But don't do it at the expense of others or the expense of the Haitian community.
Right.
Because they're not backing you up. We're not backing you up. You're speaking for yourself. So when you do that foolishness, don't do it. That's all I know. Don't post it.
Don't let sometimes
it's ridiculous. Don't post it.
They tag you on it. That's what I don't like. They tag you.
That's why I don't even give them that option to even tag me on foolishness.
Yeah, they tag you.
I don't participate in no kind of negative comments and foolishness like that. No, man. Come on. Okay.
Well, let's see.
Bridging the gap is all we about.
Hey, nous disons merci avec tout auditeur New York qui est branché pour suivre mission ça. Pas oublier dimanche si je veux n'a pas la même l'heure mobiliser pas oublier nous dans moment élection qui t'a mettre dans tête ou qui te une question pour voter fait ça qui a bon pour et n'a pas nous dimanche si je veux dans même l'heure plaisir.
Thank you so much to all of our listeners. We appreciate you for listening. We will be back again next week Sunday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. every Sunday. Let's Talk Together is in your house. Only on Guardian 96.9 FM. Thank you so much to all. Good evening, Bahamas. Be safe. Let's Talk Together in English is brought to you by Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, the Bahamas' largest and most experienced dedicated radiological center. You've been